Did you know that skincare can start in the laundry room? All Free Clear is the number one laundry detergent brand recommended by dermatologists, allergists, and pediatricians for sensitive skin. All Free Clear is 100% free of dyes and perfumes. It provides an effective clean that's gentle on skin while removing impurities like dirt and body oil without leaving irritating residues. Plus, All Free Clear liquid is Safer Choice certified by the US EPA. For a clean you can feel good about, all you need is All Free Clear.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, this week in our series on disinformation, we're talking about milk, cow's milk, which some conspiracy theorists are literally pouring down the drain. We're joined by David Robert Grimes, author of The Irrational Ape, How Flawed Logic Puts Us All at Risk. David, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, throwing milk down the drain, I know protesting farmers when they weren't getting the price for their milk, they actually dumped milk in the ditches. This is not about that.
So if you were brave or silly enough to go onto TikTok recently, you'll see videos of people pouring jugs of milk down the sink, particularly from the UK, with hashtags like Arla Milk and claiming that this causes cancer.
What is Arla Milk?
So Arla's a company. And what they've done recently, and this, by the way, is not a new innovation. It's 15, 20 years and there's hundreds of studies on 158 studies, I believe. They're adding small things to cow feed to reduce methane emissions. Methane is a greenhouse gas, and cows release an awful lot of it, both in dairy and for meat. So by adding 1 gram of this product, they have Bovier, I think is how it's pronounced, because they're Danish, so I'm trying to work out how to pronounce it. 1 gram per 20 kilos of feed reduces carbon emissions by up to 45%, or methane emissions. So
which
this is
a good
thing,
very
right?
significant. I mean,
very significant.
We know that there were experiments here, I think Trinity College were involved, in a form of seaweed as an additive to cattle feed that achieved the same effect.
Pretty much.
Lower
and
the amount of
and
methane.
And this kind of research has been going on for about 15, 20 years because we've realized, you know, climate change is incredibly encroaching and we need to do something about it. So this is very effective. This has been tested for about 15 years and it's actually being used already in 68 different countries, including
so
the
is,
UK.
Is this a savior of our national herd? If you could reduce methane by almost half, that means you could, in theory, keep the same emissions by doubling the size of the herd.
And that's the problem. That's the growth mentality. We need to be careful of that one. But essentially, yes, the idea is it'll at least help. It won't. It'll seize the exacerbation of climate change. But what conspiracy theorists online have latched onto is false claims that this is going to cause cancer and infertility. Now, we should unpack where they came from. Firstly, they misread an FDA study. They looked at some of the active agents in this. I think it was NOS3, which we won't get into. It's a nitrous oxide derivative. And high doses of that precursor agent, can be linked to male infertility. However, that's seriously high doses of a precursor project, which, by the way, doesn't persist in the milk. Once the cow has eaten this stuff, it's broken down in their stomach. It doesn't go into the meat or the milk. This is well known. We have a lot of data on that.
Okay, so even if it did have those effects,
it wouldn't affect
it
humans.
It would never actually get into the human food chain.
And it wouldn't affect the cow either because their stomach breaks it down. So we know it doesn't get into the human food chain. And the other thing is the idea that it causes cancer is also a myth. And again, the FDA have tested this, and so have the European regulators, because it is used in 68 countries so far, because again, people want to reduce their methane emissions. It doesn't cause cancer, even in massive doses. But what you have is conspiracy theorists online trying to frame like it does. And what they've started doing as well, is you play conspiracy theory bingo long enough, Bill Gates will come into it.
Yeah.
They've now connected this in some roundabout way to Bill Gates. Bill Gates is an investor in a similar product, like the seaweed stuff over here or this stuff. I think, and his product, which is rumen, I think, that is quite different. Well, similar idea, but quite different.
So the name is like from ruminant.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly where it got it from. And here's the thing. That's just because it's a similar idea. People have now said this is Bill Gates' plan to depopulate the world. Now, if you remember, if that gives you deja vu, you're thinking of early COVID days.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's where that came from. It's like conspiracy theorists never have an original idea. They just recycle the same nonsense they've been regurgitating for decades. And Bill Gates seems to be their, you know, absolute nemesis at the moment.
Now, the actual bits that go into this, silicon dioxide, which is cheap as chips, basically, and I'm hoping that silicon dioxide, there's a battery being made with silicon dioxide, which on the bench can, I think, charge the battery to 80% in 10 minutes or something like that.
Yeah, Luke O'Neill just left. We should have asked him before he came in. I've forgotten all my stuff.
Then there's propylene glycol and an organic compound, the one you talk about, and nitroxypropanol, which is
That's essentially the active ingredient. But again, people, there's a thing in medicine, the dose maketh the poison. So people, for example, get very worried about their food, and fears and disinformation about food are really common. For example, I could tell you absolutely correctly, there's arsenic in apples.
Yeah?
But that shouldn't make you stop eating apples. It's a tiny, tiny amount, usually in the pips, and it's so minuscule it's never going to cause you health effects. You know, you'd have to eat tons of apples and you would die from overconsumption long before you died of... People hear scary-sounding ingredients and they don't ask the very important question, how much is a risk? So again, any of an agent in isolation, water, for example, water toxicity is a real thing. You can drink water and kill yourself. People do it all the time, like just by drinking too much water. So everything has a lethal dose. The question is, you know, people, they hear stuff online, they see the scary stuff about their food and they panic because I eat apples or I drink milk.
Yeah.
And they hear
so
this.
So how did this Arla conspiracy get legs?
It got legs because Morrison's and Tesco and those companies are now adopting... They did a press release back in the late November where they basically said, this is great. They put a tweet out, a mistake, never put a tweet out, saying it's great, we're going to have milk there that has lower...
Much more sustainable, in other words.
And of course, the internet went bonkers because people look up chemicals they don't really understand. Chemophobia, by the way, is fear of chemicals. And people have it. You'll often see wellness influencers saying, oh, it's chemical-free. And I have to say, it's only possibly chemical-free if it's light. If it's made of anything, it's got chemicals in it, right? Even water is H2O. But people also separate ingredients the wrong way. I mean, the example I always give to my students, hydrogen is explosive. Oxygen is explosive. But water, H2O, is not explosive. Chemistry's hard. Like, and people see these ingredients in isolation and they look them up and they misunderstand them. And that has never stopped people on the internet. That lack of understanding has never stopped people being confident. And that's a major problem why disinformation gets legs.
And is there an awful lot of this on the internet at the moment about various foodstuffs?
Yes, so much. And the weird thing is, Arla's one thing, but just last week we had the opposite trend in America with raw milk influencers. These are people that don't want to pasteurize their milk because they believe it's better. It's not, spoiler alert. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is a big proponent of this, but it does harbor bacteria, and including, they found in America last week, avian flu being transmitted in raw milk. And that's why you're recommended not to drink it. It's not that big government want to keep you sick.
I mean,
Louis Pasteur discovered this in the 1800s.
People will tell you that, you know, they lived on a farm growing up and they used to get milk straight from the cow to the cereal on their breakfast table. It didn't do them any harm. Why? Because there was nothing wrong with the cow.
But also, survivorship bias. Like, I mean, you could don't do this, but you could drunk drive every day and say, drunk driving, say, I've never had an accident. Yeah, but you're forgetting all the people that did or killed someone.
Yeah. So classic example survivors. Of this, by the way, is RFK. I saw a video he made, I think it was 2018, where he said he was really useless in class, and then he started to take heroin.
This man is going to be in charge of all healthcare in America.
He started to take heroin, and then he became top of his class. Now, what kind of an irresponsible...
Yes, because famously, heroin helps concentration. You know, of course, that doesn't. I mean, I'm being very facetious there. But it is irresponsible. But it's survivorship bias, too. It's like, well, it never did me any harm. Yes, but you have to look at... When you look at medicine and healthcare and anything, you have to look at, on average, will that do people harm? And the answer is yes. That's because we don't know exactly how an individual will respond, but we know how a population will respond. And that's how we do decisions.
Yeah, you know the stuff about sweeteners, whether it's sugar...
aspartame is the big one, yeah.
But sugar is a poison, they say, you know, it's poisoning our kids. They're eating chocolate every day or whatever. Aspartame, the sweetener for a drink. I suppose the only one that they would say is okay is honey.
But here's the amazing thing. When you see these people ranting about it, I often, because I'm a glutton for punishment, I'll often stop people and ask them questions about this. If we're talking about sugar, I'm like, are you talking about glucose, sucrose, lactose? They're all incredibly different sugars and you need them to different degrees. Like an apple has 11 grams of sugar, but it's not the same as eating 11 grams of a bag of sweets. And yet a lot of these people see sugar and they don't know the chemistry and the biology enough, but they'll still be very confident. So I always say to people, when they see health influencers on social media talking confidently about a food thing, block, unfollow. They don't know what they're talking about unless they are a dietitian, unless they have some kind of qualification. They're just an idiot on the internet.
Yeah, and one of those idiots was a Reform MP.
Oh my good Lord, yes. And this is not entirely surprising because they like to get on with populist causes, particularly conspiratorial ones. Reform, by the way, are the UK party from Nigel Farage. He's got behind it and said, I'm supporting farmers against this terrible additive. And a lot of farmers have been forced to say, "Oh, we don't put that in our cow feed." That creates a narrative that this is dangerous when the reality is it's not. But again, people will ride those coattails. They will get the trends and they will try to make sure they piggyback on the back of them.
All right, David, thank you very much for that fascinating story. Arla milk, nothing wrong with it whatsoever. In fact, it is more sustainable than your regular milk. That's the message.
They should pay us for that.
David Robert Grimes, author of The Irrational Ape, How Flawed Logic Puts Us All at Risk. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.